The ebb and flow of Arctic sea ice. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. National Weather Service climate specialist Rick Toman has talked a lot about sparse sea ice formation in many areas around the circumpolar north this winter, so he may have raised a few eyebrows last Monday when he tweeted that ice cover in waters off southwest Alaska had significantly expanded.
For over the last week or so, we've seen a fairly dramatic increase in the extent of ice across the central Bering Sea.
Toman says that doesn't mean there's been a change in the trend set in recent years of steadily decreasing winter Arctic sea ice cover. Instead, he says, it's simply because the area's cooled recently and winds out of the north have pushed ice southward into the Bering Sea.
Combination of the cooling sea surface temperatures to be expected this time of year, sustained colder weather, which we haven't had much of until really this week, and those northerly winds all coming together to expand the sea ice extent.
So, Toman says, the sea ice uptick is more of a statistical hiccup than a departure from this winter's consistently below average Arctic sea ice cover based on more than three decades of observations.
Still certainly below the long-term average, the multi-decadal average.
He says the extent of Bering sea ice cover this year has so far exceeded that of the previous 2 years, but he adds that's because the extraordinary and record-setting low ice formation of the past two winters mainly were due to a couple of short-term factors, a strong El Niño and an unusually persistent warm water mass in the North Pacific, commonly referred to as the blob.
In the last couple of years have been so low with ice coverage that this year looks good in comparison to that, doesn't look so good in comparison to the multi-decade average.
Toman says it's not unusual for Bering sea ice to ebb and flow this time of year, mainly due to weather that's set in over the region. He says a strong storm forecast to move in from the south over the weekend will bring warmer temperatures and high winds that'll likely scatter the ice and push it north. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.